So while we're on the subject of kind of companies getting cozy with government to achieve their competitive ends, IBM has said they'd like to see new export controls on facial recognition systems, which at least until very recently, IBM actually made, sold, and exported, which doesn't sound quite right. What's the story there?
Thanks, Stuart. Yeah, I think you hit it there when you said until recently they were in the market themselves. So that might be part of what's going on here. I was really surprised to see this from IBM. So it was a public submission that they made to the Commerce Department about 10 days ago, where they support the idea, rare from industry, of imposing export controls on certain types of facial recognition technologies. Just for really quick background, this wasn't out of the blue. It came in response to a public inquiry from Commerce that they put out in July, seeking comments from industry and academia and other stakeholders about how the U.S. government should be thinking about export controls on surveillance and related technologies, facial recognition, other biometrics, some of the hardware underlying it. So Commerce was looking to hear about export controls on kind of law enforcement tools like fingerprint and voice print technologies, but also kind of longstanding controls that they were considering removing or reducing, but also possibly imposing new controls on AI, software algorithms, some of the relevant hardware components for some of these biometric identification applications. And the focus here is, not surprisingly, again, it's China, in particular, some of the surveillance practices in Western China, racial profiling, discrimination, human rights abuses, and the like. It's very rare to see a company in the space calling for export controls. I'm a export controls practitioner, obviously a huge fan, but it's a very cumbersome way to regulate this type of technology development, commercial activity. Export controls apply not just to the kind of countries and end uses, but also they have application with respect to nationalities, which raises all kinds of concerns about competitiveness of U.S. industry, over breadth of the regulation. So, unfortunately, the formal comment period for this public inquiry that IBM responded to closed last week, but BIS, which is the responsible agency at Commerce, will probably still be open to engagement on this. I think this is a slow mover at BIS. BIS is very hesitant to regulate in these areas of technology, even though Congress, they had an export control reauthorization statute a couple of years ago. Some of our allies in Europe even have been pushing BIS to be more active in this space. I think BIS, they understand how difficult this will be to effectively administer export controls in this area. So this is a slow mover, and I think there's still time, and I think the agency would appreciate a lot more engagement from industry, from academia, from anyone who's got a stake in this.